And we thank you that the Bible tells us about the love of our great and glorious God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，圣经告诉我们，那有爱的伟大的神。
And it tells us about the sacrifice and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也告诉我们，那爱我们的主为我们死在十字架上。
And in addition to that, Lord, it tells us how to live.
在这基础上。他也告诉我们该如何活。
And so we come to you today with expectancy as we study the Bible together.
那我们今天来，来盼望能从圣经里学习这些道理。
So lead us, we pray, we give thanks in Jesus' name.
带领我们，我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we've been studying a little bit in the book of Acts.
我们前几次呢，一直在讲。使徒行传的内容。
And we've been trying to learn what the Christians did immediately after the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven.
那我们来学习的是，在耶稣回天家以后呢，那段时间里使徒们都在做什么。
We're trying to learn what their preachers preached.
我们在学习当时使徒们做的一些讲道。
And we're trying to learn what the Christians or how the Christians lived.
然后呢，也学习他们是怎么样生活的，在当时。
And so we want to learn it to understand, but we would also want to learn it in order that we could live like it.
我们学习不但能够理解呢，也愿意来活一个同样的类似的生活，跟使徒们。
So basically, of all the different kinds of churches that there are in the world, we would like to be the church in the book of Acts. That's our model.
所以在今天地上的所有的各种类型的教会里呢，我们的目标就是那回到使徒的那个教会的样子。
So we're going to keep on studying today Acts chapter 5.
那我们来继续学习使徒行传的五章。
And that is page number
216.
Okay, you're right. Page 216.
216页，《使徒行传》新约。216页。
So we're going to pick up the story where we left off last week.
那我们继续来捡起上一周我们停下来那个故事的地方。
You remember that. Peter and the other apostles were preaching in the temple, telling people about the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead and was alive.
你都知道啊，在上一周我们停下的时候呢，在讲到彼得和其他的使徒们就在圣殿里继续来讲关于耶稣基督的事。
And so the leaders, the priests, called the apostles together. And put them into prison.
然后大祭司和其他的人呢，就把彼得他们抓到监牢里去了。
They told them that they weren't to preach anymore, and so they would have to go to prison.
他警告他们呢，不能再讲这个神耶稣的道了，否则就要把他们抓起来。
And they left them in prison overnight.
但是呢，使徒们半夜呢，却从监牢里出来了。
And then the angel of the Lord came in the middle of the night and let them all out of prison.
然后那个天使是在那天晚上哈，去到监牢里把监牢门打开，就把他们放走。
And said to them, "You go back to the temple and start preaching again."
然后告诉彼得他们呢，你们继续回到圣殿，继续讲。
So very early in the morning, they went back to the temple and started to preach.
然后一天那一天的清早呢，他们又回到了圣殿，继续讲道。
But the leaders and the priests got together and they said, "All right, let's call these men and we'll tell them what they can and cannot do."
然后呢，清早的时候，大祭司和他的人呢，就说要把彼得他们叫出来，来告诉他们什么能做，什么不能做。
So they went to the prison, and when they got there, or when they sent to the prison rather, to bring the people, the apostles to them, the apostles weren't in the prison.
所以当大祭司的人去监牢里去看的时候呢，发现彼得他们已经都不在了。
And they didn't quite know what was happening. While they were trying to figure out what was happening, some other man came and told them about the apostles.
当他们正在还不知道什么回事的时候呢，有人就进来告诉了他们，使徒们在哪里。
They said the apostles are now in the temple preaching, same thing they did yesterday.
他们就说呢，使徒们现在正在圣殿里继续讲道，就像昨天一样。
And so the leaders were just a little bit overwhelmed.
那这些官长呢，就有一点吃惊了。
So they brought Peter and John and the other apostles, brought them from the temple again to their council room to speak to them again.
那么就又一次呢，差人去把彼得他们带来，再来到他们的那个会中啊，来问他们话。
And they said, listen, we told you not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus, and you keep doing it.
因为大祭司就说呢，我不是警告你们不许再奉耶稣的名讲这个道吗？但你们还继续讲。
And so, verse 29 we covered last week, Peter and the other apostles replied,We must obey God rather than man.
所以二十九节就是彼得的回答。我们上周分享过，彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
So that's the basic question of life, isn't it?
这是生命中最基础的问题，不是吗
？Who are you going to obey? You going to obey God, or are you going to obey man?
是你应该顺服谁呢？你应该顺从神还是顺从人？
The man said, "Don't you preach about Jesus anymore?"
然后人说呢，你不能再讲耶稣基督的道了。
And they put Peter in prison and the others to prove it.
然后他们把彼得就和其他人都放到监牢里去。
God said, "Go and preach," and He let them out of prison to prove what He wanted them to do.
然后神却说呢，你要继续讲道，然后还把他们从监牢里放出来。
So if you were one of the apostles, what would you do?
如果你是使徒中的一个，你会怎么做？
You say, I think I'd rather obey the God who lets me out of prison than the men who put me into prison.
你说我要去听那个神的，那个神把我从监牢里救出来，而不是听人的，人是把我放到监牢里去。
And so Peter and the other apostles said, "We've decided to obey God rather than man."
啊，这些人就说呢，彼得他们就说，我们决定顺从神，不顺从人。
And then he goes on. I'm just going to read. We read it last week, but I'll read it again. Verses 30 down through 32. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed.By hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.
30节到32节，你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活，神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。
Well, that's a pretty condemning answer, and you would expect that the response of these menwould be to be very embarrassed, to be very humble, and to say, you know, we must be wrong. God miraculously let these men out of prison, and God miraculously emboldened them to follow him rather than to obey us.
所以在场的那些工会的人呢，其实应该非常的羞愧才对啊，因为他们看见了一个很显明的神迹，就是他们把使徒们放到监牢里，但是 神呢却把使徒们从牢中救出来。
But verse 33 says, when they heard this, they were furious. They were angry.
但是呢，其实他们的反应却非常的在另一个极端，就是33节讲到，他们听见了就极其恼怒。
Have you ever noticed that sometimes when people are found to be wrong, they do get angry?
你有没有发现，当人被证明自己错的时候呢，他会显得比较愤怒。
Sometimes, when a parent finds a child who's done something wrong, the parent will say that was wrong, and the child sometimes gets angry.
那比如说父母有时候看见孩子做错东西哈，做错事情，然后父母跟孩子指出来以后呢，这个小孩子会变得很生气。
The mother would want the sorry mommy.
其实妈妈是想让这个孩子说我错了妈妈我错了。
But sometimes the child gets angry and fights mommy.
有的时候孩子会变得很生气，然后跟母亲会有征战。
And consequently, that's what happened to them. I think these men, I think when they were children, they weren't very good at obeying their parents.
那这些人呢，其实如果在他们小的时候，估计也是比较悖逆的孩子，就是工会的这些官长。
It is certainly true that when they became men, they were not very good at obeying God.
所以当他们成长成为成人了以后呢，他们也不愿意顺服神，也就是一脉相承的。
And so instead of saying we've got to follow the God who transformed these men.The God who let them out of prison, they said, verse 33, we're going to have to kill them.
那不是因着看见了神迹说，哎呀，我们要跟从这些彼得这些人呐、啊，他们有神迹的能力。他们恰恰相反，在33节上，他们想要杀了，继续杀了彼得他们。
All right, so that's our story. That's where it is.
这就是故事的部分啊。
What is going to happen next?
那下一步要发生什么呢?
And there was actually a man there whose name was Gamaliel.
那时候呢，当中呢，工会当中有一个人，他的名字叫加玛利。
We read about him in verse 34.
我们在34节里读到。
He was highly respected. He was a very knowledgeable man. He was a leader of the people. He was highly respected.
他很受尊敬，一个有知识的，非常有知识的人。
And we're not going to go through what he said verse by verse, but I'm going to tell you basically what he said.
那我们不一节一节来看他告诉我们说了什么，我们来总结，总的来看一下。
He basically said, these men are doing something.
他在说呢，这些人已经在做一些事了。
He said,Either these men are just doing anything that's ordinary, or these men are from God.
他说或者这些人呢在做一些普通的事，或者这些人其实是从神来的。
Now he said there was a couple of instances recently where men like this did various things, but what they were doing all fell apart.
他如果这些人做的事情啊不是出于神的呢？那他们要做的事呢，就会四散了。
So he said, if this is just something that men are doing,
就是如果这只是人出于人的事情呢
，then it'll probably fall apart too.
这个他们就会应该就做不成，就会散掉。
But he said, if this thing is from God, you men wouldn't want to fight against it.
然后呢，他就说呢，假设彼得他们做这些事呢，如果是从神来的，那你们要去杀他这件事，就是在与神为敌了。
And they were all bold enough to say, yes, if it's from God, we don't want to fight against it.
因为他们都很大胆的在说呢，他们做这些事，彼得他们做这些事都是出于神的，所以加玛利说，我们不最好要思考一下，是不是要跟他们为敌。
So have you ever met anybody who says, I want to fight against God?
你有没有听过什么人说我要跟神为敌呀、
啊、Most people don't want to say that.
没有什么人愿意这么说。
But most people don't want to follow God.
但是的确很多的人不愿意跟随神。
So what do they say?
那他们会说什么呢？
We don't really know whether this is from God or not.
他经常会人们就这么说、哎、我不知道这个事情是不是出于神的。
So have you ever met anybody who says, well, I'm really not sure, I don't know yet?
你是不是碰到过人这么说？他说：“我真的不确定啊，我还不知道。”
And the answer is yes. Most of the people who don't follow God will say, "I'm just not sure yet."
大部分人不跟随神的也都会这么回答：“我只是还没有确定。”
And that's either true, or it's a bad excuse.
或者是真实，你真是这么样想的，或者呢是一个很糟糕的借口。
Okay.So many times in the Bible, you get this kind of a presentation or an issue.
很多时候在圣经里，会有这么样的一个说法啊。
People say, "I'm not sure yet."
人们说呢，我还没有确定。
Two reasons why they may not be sure. Number one, they cannot be sure. Or number two.They don't want to be sure.
有两个原因他会这么说。第一呢，他是真的不确定；第二呢，他不想很确定。
And that's the issue that we all have got to face. Do you really want to know for sure?
是不是你真的想确定的知道呢？这个是。
And if you really did want to know for sure, then you would seek and you would find out.
如果你真的很确定的想知道，你一定会去寻求，你也一定会找到答案。
But if you didn't really want to know for sure, you just might say, "Well, I'm not sure yet."
如果你其实心里并不是那么真的想去知道它呢，你会说呀，其实我还不是很确定，还很模糊。
So I heard a story many, many years ago, and it's a make-believe story.
那我很多年前听过这个一个故事哈。
It's not a real story, but it's close to a real story.
是不是一个真实的故事，但是非常接近于真实的场景，是编出来的一个故事。
So there was a man who said, "I don't really know whether I should follow God or not because I'm not really sure that Jesus Christ is God."
他说我并不是确定我是不是要跟随神，是因为我不是确定耶稣基督是不是就是神。
And so the preacher said to him, "I can solve your problem for you."
然后讲道的人就跟他说，那我可以来给你解决你的麻烦。
So the man said, "How will you do that?"
这人就说，你怎么做呢？
Well, he said, "Actually, Jesus is sitting in the back hallway."
他说他其实啊，耶稣啊，就坐在后面那个小房间里。
And he's just sitting on one of these chairs in the back hallway, right behind the door.
他就正好呢，里面有一张小椅子，他就坐在里面。
And he said, "If you really want to know for sure, all you got to do is open that door and look."
他说你真的很确实想知道呢，那你就开开那扇门，你看他在不在里面。
The man said, "Is that right?"
然后那个人问他是真的假的。
And the preacher said, "Yes, it is right, but if you open the door and he is there, you must obey him."
然后呢，传道人就说呢，是的，他就在里面，但是呢，有个前提，你打开门来看见他在里面呢，你就必须要跟从他。
If he's not there, then you don't need to worry about it.
如果他不在里面，你就不用担心这事了，你可以走了。
But if he is there, you must obey him.
如果他真的在里面呢，你要顺服他。
And then the preacher said to the man, "Are you prepared to open the door?"
然后呢，这个传道人就跟那个人说呢，那你是不是准备好要开这扇门了？
Or would you rather say, "I'm not sure"?
或者你还是说呢，我不是很确定。
Okay, now these men had seen.All of the apostles come out of prison in the middle of the night and go to preach when the guards were still standing in the prison.
所以这些的人呢、啊、这些公会的官长呢、啊、其实他整个前面的整个晚上那些神迹他们都知道啊，他们都知道这些人在牢里那个守卫也都是很忠实的在看守，一切都没有问题，那这些人就出来了，他们都知道这是神迹。
It was an absolute miracle for them.
那这个毫无疑问是一个神迹。
So they felt kind of badly about it. They knew that the evidence was in front of them.
所以他们自我感觉其实真的不是很好，因为他们知道有证据在眼前。
And Gamaliel said to them, "You don't really want to fight against God, do you?"
所以加玛列就警示他们，你们其实不是真的想跟神为敌吧？
And they said, "Well, no, we don't want to fight against God."
然后他们说不，我们不想与神为敌。
So, verse 40. His speech, Gamaliel's speech, persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
然后四十节，公会的人呢就听从了他，便叫使徒来把他打了。把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。
So they said, "We don't want to fight against God, but we don't want them to preach either."
所以公会的人其实态度就是，那我们也不想跟神为敌，但是呢，我们也不想使徒们继续讲道。
So instead of letting them go, they beat them up first.
所以不是简单把这些使徒们释放了，这个公会的人先把他们打了一顿。
And then after they beat them up, they said, "Now don't you ever speak about Jesus to anybody again."
所以当他们打完以后，他就警告他们哈、啊，就警告使徒们，你不许再奉耶稣的名讲道了。
So were these people honest?
这些人诚实吗
？They said, "We don't want to fight against God."
因为他们可是讲过，他们不想与神为敌啊。
So instead of killing them, they just beat them up and told them not to speak about Jesus.
那没有杀了使徒们，但是他们还是把使徒打了，然后警告他们不可奉使徒。
Is that the good answer?
奉主的名讲道，这是个好的回答吗
？If Jesus Christ is God, open the door and get going.
如果耶稣基督是神呢，那你打开门，你看见他，你就跟他走了。
And if you're persuaded Jesus Christ is not God, then there's no point in even fighting it. Just go away because he's not God. It's all going to fall apart.
如果他不是神，那你何必要去警告别人呢？他自己会散掉的嘛。你那么紧张干什么？你为什么要去逼着他不去讲道呢？
So instead of that, these people stayed in the middle, waffling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Back and forth. They say we don't want it, but we're afraid to kill him. We're not quite sure, and they go back and forth and back and forth.
所以他们其实是卡在当中啊，来来回回，来来回回。其实他又不敢去承认耶稣是神啊，又不敢说他完全不是，我不用担心。所以他就在这摇摆，摇摆。
Okay, and so sooner or later we've all got to say, "I believe in Jesus." I'm going to go with Jesus.
所以早早晚晚我们总是要做最后那个选择，那我们相信耶稣，我要跟随他。
So in verse 40, these people were beaten up and told not to speak anymore.
所以四十节呢，这些人被打了，然后也被警告不再说了。
So if you had been beaten up and told not to talk about Jesus anymore, what would you have done?
如果你是使徒们，你被打了也被警告不再说耶稣，你会怎么办
？I think I'd go to emergency and get some help.
我会去急诊啊、找一些这个医生的帮助。
Then I think I'd go home and go to bed.
然后我会回家睡一觉。
Okay, but fortunately these men are not like me.
很好啊，这些人不是像我这样。
So verse 41.
四十一节。
The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜。
They rejoiced because they'd been counted worthy to suffer disgrace for the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们喜乐是因为被算是配得为这名受辱。
Do you think that these people felt like I feel? Yeah. They would have been happy to go home and rest, but they were rejoicing in what God had done. They went to the other Christians, probably still aching, maybe beaten up in their face and bleeding, but they went and they were rejoicing because they were worthy to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信他们从身体上跟我的感受是一样的，就是如果有身体疼痛不舒服，他肯定也是想要回去休息的，但是他心里欢喜啊，他灵里的欢喜是因为他知道这算配得为这名受辱，所以他们很高兴，虽然身上还是有很多的伤痛。
And so the next day or that day they went back to the temple to tell about Jesus.
所以他们就每日还是继续的在殿里在家里不住的教训人传耶稣是基督。
We would call them unstoppable.
所以我们管他们叫不停顿的传福音。
Okay, they went from the temple, from house to house. They never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ.
所以他们去了圣殿，也去了一家一家人家里，所以他们没有停下来，一直在说耶稣基督就是。
Well, that's the way we should be. You may feel like I would feel, let's get personal attention, but they said, no, we're going to keep on serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们也是跟我们一样，也会有身体上的软弱和疼痛，但是他们还是继续说，那我要持续的服侍神。
All right, so we're going to keep on going through Acts now to learn a little bit more. What happened in that early church? When we learn that, we learn a lot about what we should be acting like.
那我们继续学关于使徒初代教会的那个情形啊，也让我们明白那我们应该怎么行。
All right, so we should read together the first four verses of chapter 6.
那我们一起来读前面的四节啊，六章的前面四节。
Let's do Chinese first and then we'll do English. You do Chinese first and we'll do the English.
好，我们顺序用中文读一下，然后我们一起用英文读。那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
十二使徒叫做门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
Amen.
All right. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word. All right, so here was a problem. There were lots of widows or lots of people who were like widows, and they weren't able to get enough food to eat. They were poor.
现在有麻烦来了。那现在呢，当时的教会呢有很多的寡妇或者类似寡妇这样，他没有办法供应自己的穷人。
And so the church, you remember that Barnabas had sold some land, given money to the church for the needs of the people. The church was looking after the widows.
所以我们也知道呢，因为当时像巴拿巴这样把地卖了，把钱给到教会的人还是有好些，所以呢，教会就在供应那些无法自足的穷人。
But this was a difficult congregation in the church in Jerusalem because there were two nationalities there.
那现在有个麻烦，就是呢，在耶路撒冷的教会呢有两种的人。
One nationality were the Jewish people.
那一族的人呢是犹太人。
They'd been living in Jerusalem for hundreds of years.
他们已经住在耶路撒冷上千年了，对，很多年。
They knew all about the Bible.
他们都知道圣经。
They had a lot of history behind them, good history behind them.
他们也在这身后呢，经历了很多的历史，好的这个历史。
And then there were the new Christians. They were the non-Hebrew Christians.
那他们也有新的基督徒，那这些基督徒是非希伯来人的基督徒。
Here they're called Greeks because that's probably the language that they spoke.
他们管这些人叫希腊人，有可能呢，这些人都说希腊话。
The others were Hebrews because the Hebrews always spoke their own language amongst themselves.
那其他人叫希伯来人呢，因为他们都说自己的母语。
And the widows who were the Jewish Hebrew widows, they appeared to get more.Than the Greek ladies.
所以矛盾的来源呢，就是希伯来人的那些寡妇和穷人呢，好像得的比希腊人要多一些。
And so there was almost a racial animosity.
所以现在呢，总是在这里呢，你会发现有一些的这个种族的敌。
Now God says you're all to be together.
但神说呢，你们总是要合一啊。
He says if We're all Christians. Each Christian becomes a Christian by being born into the family of God, whether he's Jewish or whether he's Greek.
因为神说呢，你成为基督徒总是借着信心，你生在神的家。那不管你是个希伯来人还是一个希腊人，这不重要。
And so all the Christians.Are of equal value in God's family.
所以每一个基督徒呢，在神的家呢，他都是同等重要的。
If you had more than one child in your family, which child would be the one that you would favor?
那在你家里，如果你有几个孩子，哪一个是你觉得最重要的？
And you would say, I love all my children equally.
你会说那样，我爱每一个孩子哈，都爱，同等的爱。
So Billy Graham had a funeral.
那葛培里啊有个葬礼，前一阵子。
Billy Graham was a great man of God.
葛培里是一个非常大的大能的神的仆人。
And when he died, there was a big funeral. Thousands of people were there.
当他死的时候呢，有特别大的葬礼，好多好多人去了。
And I watched a replay of the funeral on my computer.
所以我在电脑上呢，看了这个葬礼的回放。
And each one of Billy's children spoke at their father's funeral.
那每一个Bill 就是葛培里的孩子呢，都在这个他父亲的葬礼上呢发了言。
And the eldest daughter spoke first.
那个长女啊，就他的第一个孩子是个女儿，她先说的。
And this is what she said. She said, "I am the eldest daughter in our family, and I want you to know that my father loved me." And she.Waited before she finished the sentence.
然后他就说呢，我是家中的长女， 那我想让大家都知道，我的父亲爱我呢，他就停了，停了几秒钟，没有说。
She said, I'm the eldest, and I want you to know my father loved me the longest.
所以他说呢，我的父亲爱我的时间最长。
Okay, not the best, just the longest.
不是最多，是最长，因为他最大嘛，他年纪最大。
Okay, so you and I trust the Lord Jesus. Which one of us does he love the best?
那你我呢都信靠耶稣基督，你觉得他爱我们当中哪一个最多啊？
We're all his children. He loves us all the best.
他爱我们都一样多啊，我们都是他的孩子。
But Norm and I do have an advantage because he's loved us the longest because we've been in the family of God for a long time.
但是 Norma 跟我呢，我们的确有一些优势。我们的优势是呢，我们足够年纪老啊，所以我们在这个在神的家时间最长啊，所以在座的呢，我神爱我们时间最长，爱我们两个。
And so the assembly basically said, we've got to solve this problem. We don't want one group talking against, fighting with, being against the other group. We're all equal, and we've all got to love one another the same.
但是呢，总是要解决这个问题，因为呢，神爱我们是同等的。我们不希望在这个一个神的家呢，有厚此薄彼的这么样的感觉，所以我们先要。所以当时的这个使徒时代这些教会这个使徒们他们总是要面对这个问题。
So the apostles said, we've got to solve this problem.
所以使徒们就说呢，我们来解决这个问题。
So they said, we've got to select, did we read the number here? Yes, we've got to select 7 men who can be in charge of this to make sure that everybody is treated fairly.
所以他说我们要选七个人，能够让呢每一个人接受供应，接受教会供应的人，在这个七个人的管理下呢，都感受到他是被公平对待的。
So they did. They chose 7 men.
所以他们选择了七个弟兄。
I think they chose more than 1 or 2 men because they wanted to make sure.That people wouldn't say bad things against those men.
所以他们为什么不只选一个两个人呢？我相信他们应该是当时保证这是一个团队啊，一个集体，那不会使外面的其他的人呢觉得是一个很小群的人把这个事情定了啊。
So Christians have always got to keep on saying good things about one another.
那基督徒经常会彼此会说很多好的事情，这是。
And if there's a problem, we want to solve it so that we will keep saying good things about one another.
所以当有麻烦的时候呢，我们要去解决它，以保证大家呢还是在彼此的鼓励，说正能量的事。
We want to solve it in such a way that people don't say bad things about even the solution.
所以当我们解决用个方案来解决的时候呢，这个解决方案。我们要做到不会让人来诟病啊。
So that's what they decided to do. But the problem was that the apostles themselves decided they weren't going to do that.
那现在呢？他们决定了，他们来这么做，就是使徒们决定这么做。
So verse 2 says, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God." In order to solve this problem,
怎么做呢？就是在二节上说的，就是使徒们觉得他们来撇下神的道呢，来去管理饭食呢，不是太合适。
What is the most important thing in the church of God?
神的教会什么最重要
？Answer to teach and preach the Bible.
最重要的就是教导神的话，圣经。
Now, there's lots of other things that need to be done. We've got to help people, we've got to encourage people, but always the teaching and the preaching of the Bible is most important.
当然会有其他重要的事情，比方说要去鼓励人，要去帮助人，这些都没有问题。但是呢，在这一切事情当中，最重要的是什么呢？就是讲道，就是传神的话。
So he said, they said, let's get 7 other people who can help solve this problem, but we will keep on preaching, we'll keep on praying, and we'll keep on preaching the truth of God.
所以呢，使徒们的想法呢，就是让我们来找其他的一些人来做好饭食的事，然后使徒们能够专心继续来做传道和祷告的事情。
So the question is, what kind of men should be chosen to do that?
好，下一个问题就是，那什么样的人能够应该被选出来做这些事呢？
And some people say, well, what you need is a really good administrator.
那有的人会说呢，哎，你需要的就是真正好的管理者。
Some people would say, the best people to do this would be good businessmen.
有的人会说呢，那把这个事做得最好的人呢，应该是个好商人。
Good businessmen, they would know how to resolve an interpersonal problem like this.
一个好的商人呢，成功的生意人呢，他能够比较擅长来解决人和人之间的矛盾。
But the Apostle Paul says no, not the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter and others said, no, that's not what we need. We don't need good businessmen. We need men full of the Spirit of God and wisdom.
但使徒彼得和其他的使徒们却不是这么角度看的。他说我们不需要在人眼里好的生意人，我们需要被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人。
Why might it be that a good businessman wouldn't make the best good Christian leader?
那为什么一个好的生意人他不一定会成为一个好的基督徒的领袖呢？
Do good businessmen always love their customers?
是不是每一个好的商人都很喜欢他的客户呢？
Do good businessmen always love the competition?
是不是好的生意人都喜欢竞争呢？
So the way of the church is often very different from the way of business.
那教会的运行和治理方式啊，常常是和生意有很大区别的。
And so our responsibility here is to live the life of the Lord Jesus with spiritual insight and wisdom, not just with business efficiency.
所以我们在这里的目标呢，不是生意上的效率啊，不是说这个做的事情更有效率，而是要有圣灵的充满和智慧。
But the leaders, the apostles said, we are going to keep on praying and preaching. That's our job, to pray and to preach, to pray and to preach.
但是使徒们说呢，我们要持续的做最重要的事，就是传道、祷告、传道、祷告。
All right. Someone then can read verses 5 and 6.
好，我们继续把五节和六节读完。
大众都喜悦这话，就免选了施提反，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选了腓力、哥罗尼加拿、提门、巴拉米，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼哥拉。
All right, let's read it in. Oh, sorry. Good.
叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
Yeah. All right, let's read it in English then. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. So they presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. Very good. So they decided to choose 7 men. And the 7 men were all named.
所以他们决定选了七个人，这七个人呢都提了名哈，就是一个一个点出来的。
The first man was a man Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit of God.
第一个人就叫斯提反啊，是大有信心、圣灵充满的。
And the man, the word Stephen is a Greek word, probably means that Stephen had Greek in his family, if not he was 100% Greek. His name means crown. Stephen, a crown.
那斯提凡这个词啊，在希腊词文里的意思是皇冠的冠冕的意思。
But interestingly, Philip is a Greek name. Prochorus is a Greek name. Nicanor is a Greek name. Timon is a Greek name. Parnemius a Greek name. And Nicholas a Greek name. There were seven Greek men chosen.
很有意思的是，剩下除了斯提凡啊。剩下的六个人的名字全都是希腊人的名字，那所以他们选了基本上选了七个希腊人来做这个事。
I think that there were seven Greek men chosen so that nobody would say they're favoring the Jewish people.
所以我猜啊，他们选了七个希腊人呢，那应该不会再有人说他们偏袒犹太人，对吧
？So they chose seven men based on their ability.To serve the Lord, men of the Spirit, men of wisdom, and they were Greek, so that they would understand the Greek widows.
所以，首先他们都是神的孩子，都是大有信心，圣灵充满的。其次，他们又都是希腊人，所以他们能够很好的照顾到那些希腊的寡妇。
So the story then is that God loves every one of us equally and he wants to treat us fairly and that's the way the church must operate.
所以现在我们明白的一个道理是神看重他的每一个孩子他也很平等的来对待我们每一个人所以这是教会应该去努力的方向。
Okay, so the church should not be a place of favoritism.The church should not be a place of just social justice. It's a place of the Bible, and everyone is treated fairly.
所以教会不应该是一个有层级的地方，也不应该是彼此有区别对待的地方，不是一个像社会上那样的一个架构的地方。
Okay, so.When problems arise, and problems arise in churches, just like they do in families, when problems arise, we must try to solve those problems fairly.
所以当麻烦来的时候，就像在家里一样，有麻烦的时候呢，我们总是要公平的来解决这些冲突和麻烦。
So what was the result?
结果是什么呢？
Verse 7.
第七节。
So the word...Of God spread. Okay.
神的道就兴旺起来了。
There was lots of problems. They dealt with the problem, and the truth of God kept going.
所以当他们碰到困难，解决了这个困难的时候呢，神的道就开始兴旺了。
So what would the opposite of that be?
那这样的一个情况的反面会是什么呢？
The opposite would be that.One group of Christians fights against the other group of Christians and they don't solve the problem and the word of God doesn't spread. Instead of going forward, it goes back. Is it important that we solve our problems? Yes.
所以你可以想另外一种情形，这种情形是他们能够最终带到神的兴旺。假设呢，一群人和另一群人他们相争，他们越争越厉害，最后他们没有办法彼此合一，然后甚至分开。那在这个情形下呢，神的道呢就不可能兴旺起来，会越来越衰落。所以，它并不是往前进的一个状态，而是往后退的一个状态。
So the next line says, "Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace." This is chapter or verse 8. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power.Did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people.
第八节，那斯提凡呢，满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
So what do we know about Stephen?
那我们知道关于斯提凡什么多少事呢？
He was a man good enough to help solve the practical problem.
他是一个特别 好的人，他能够帮助教会来解决麻烦的。
And God elevated him to a higher calling to preach the word of God. And so he started out helping to solve the problem of the widows, but he ended up preaching the word of God with power.
所以神把他升高啊，就他一开始的做的事情是解决这个寡妇的麻烦啊，就这些分配上的冲突的这样的一个服事的内容。然后后来呢，随着他的时间的推移，神就把他提高到一个讲道传道的服事上的更高一个层级的。
So here's this man Stephen, and we don't know much about him at the beginning, and we know about his end, but we know this, that he became a Christian, and he said, I want to serve the Lord. And so the apostles said to him, all right, you solve this problem between the widows. You make sure that they're all treated fairly. And because of that, God promoted him to the next job.
对，你可以想想斯提凡，他是得救了以后，他特别愿意服侍神。然后使徒们就跟他说，那好，现在有些冲突，在穷人之间的冲突，那你把这问题解决了。然后斯提凡做得很好。然后神就把他提升到了一个更重要的托付上去。
So what is God's plan for you?
那神对你的计划是什么呢？
What is God's plan for you?
神对你的计划会是什么？
Number one, you believe the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一呢，你相信关于耶稣基督的真理。
You must believe what the apostles were teaching. Faith, repentance toward God, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
你要相信使徒们讲的这些道理啊，就是你要先悔改，然后相信神，信靠神。
Okay, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. What's next?
信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主，下一步是什么呢？
Well, you'll learn what you can about him.And you start to learn and obey.
然后你要开始学习并顺服神的话。
And then what's next?
下一步是什么呢？
You start to serve. And you do what you can.
然后你就开始服侍神，做一切力所能及的事。
And then what's next?
下一步又是什么呢？
You start to tell people about the Lord Jesus.
然后你就开始告诉别人关于耶稣基督的事。
And if you do that, you'll be like a Stephen.
如果你这么一步步走下来呢，你就像斯提凡是一样的。
What's Stephen's name mean?
斯提凡的意思是什么呢？
Crown.
是冠冕。
Okay.
是冠冕。
So, do you want to wear a crown?
你想不想戴一个冠冕呢？
Queen Elizabeth wears a crown.
伊丽莎白女王有一个皇冠。
Okay. I when I was a boy, I thought I'd like to wear a crown too.
我是个孩子的时候，我也很想戴个冠冕啊。
But unfortunately, my father wasn't a king.
不幸呢，我父亲他不是一个王。
So I figured I'm not going to be able to wear that kind of a crown.
所以我猜呢，我大概那个国王戴的那种冠冕，我戴不到了。
Yes, that every Christian can and should earn. More than one crown.
圣经说呢，每一个基督徒啊，也可以，也应该呢，去得着不止一个的冠冕。
They had Olympic games in the days of the New Testament.
在新约时代呢，也有这个奥林匹克运动会啊。
In the Olympic games today, if you win gold or silver or bronze, they put put something around your neck, and then they have a little medallion, and each one who gets a high prize in the Olympics gets a medal.
所以当奥运会的时候呢，每一个项目呢都会选出前三名来，那每一个得着这奖项的人呢都会有一个奖牌挂在脖子上啊，送给他。
But in the Olympic Games in the days of the Apostle Paul, they got a crown if they won the race.
在使徒保罗时代的奥运会哈，他们不但有奖牌，他们还有冠冕戴在他们头上。
And I've got to remember this for later in the summer, and I'll get to that in a moment. But the crown that they wear was actually made of branches of the laurel bush.
所以他那个是一些花花冠哈，其实是做的这个冠冕。
And they would interweave the laurel branches around, and they would make almost like a hat, but just a little crown of this interwoven laurel branches.
就像一个帽子一样哈，它就支起来，然后戴在头上。
And that crown was called a Stephanos.
有个词叫 Stephanos， 就这个冠冕。
That's what it was. It's the crown. Stephan the crown. And God wants each one of us to get a crown because we win the race.
那神希望我们每一个人都有一个冠冕，因为我们赢了这场比赛。
Okay, now I never won a race in the Olympics.
我从来没想过我能去奥运会比赛。
Why didn't I win a race in the Olympics?
为什么我不能在奥运会赢呢？
Because I never ran in the Olympics.
因为我从来没在奥林匹克跑过。
Okay, and the reason I never ran in the Olympics was I wasn't good enough.
因为我不是足够好哈，所以没资格去。
Nobody ever said, Harold, I want you to come and run in the Olympics.
因为从来没有人邀请我去，说你来跑一下。
But if you run the Christian life, you get a crown, and you get that crown on your head. It's a marvelous thing.
但是你在基督徒的生命里，你总是会有一个冠冕，这是非常好的一件事。
You can ask him about this yourself. But you've got a good friend whose name is Eric Peterson.
你可以自己来问哈，问 Eric Peterson.
Okay, he's the closest one I know who got to an Olympic crown.
那我认识的人里面，他是那个最接近得到奥林匹克那个奖牌的人了。
At one point, Eric was training for the Olympic ski team.
因为他曾经呢在年轻的时候是被训练参加这个滑雪队的奥运会滑雪队的。
And he'll tell you he was a long way away from the ski team, but he was a really good skier.
他是个非常非常优秀的滑雪运动员啊。
So why do you think that he didn't carry on to be an outstanding skier?
那你觉得为什么他不继续成为一个出色的滑雪运动员呢？
He became a Christian instead.
因为他成了一个基督徒。
He says, I'd rather be a Christian than a champion skier.
他说我宁可成为一个基督徒啊，不要成为一个这个冠军的滑雪选手。
So when he became a Christian, he gave up all aspirations of continuing to ski. He says, I'm going for another kind of a crown.
所以当他成为基督徒以后啊，他就放下了他。里面那颗特别火热的要去赢滑雪的心啊，他说我要去专注于另外一个冠冕了。
So what do? We say I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus as my Savior, and then I'm going to learn about Him, and then I'm going to live for Him, and then I'm going to tell people about Him, and then I'm going to get a crown like Stephen for serving Him.
所以呢，斯提凡的这个路程呢，就是这么样的。我先要信靠他成为我的，信靠基督成为我的救主。接着第二步呢，我学习更多关于基督的事。那第三呢，那我把他活出来，把基督在我里面活出来。那最后呢，我要用我自己的见证来告诉别人关乎基督的事，就是服侍神了。那在这个服侍中，最后呢，他就会像我们就会像斯提凡一样得着应得的冠冕。
Now, can you remember anybody else who wore a crown in the Bible?
你还能记得在圣经里其他还有谁，有这样的冠冕吗？
And David wore a crown with lots of jewels in it, but Jesus wore a crown.
耶稣也有一个冠冕，对不对？
How did they make the crown for Jesus?
他们怎么来给耶稣做的冠冕？
Oh, they took branches, twigs with thorns on them, and they interwove those into a circular crown, branches with thorns, and then they put it on his head, and then they beat his head.And the thorns went into his head.
他们用那个荆棘啊，很多刺的这个荆棘条，扎起来，扎成了一个，像冠冕一样的帽子。然后呢，把它戴到这个耶稣的头上，然后打他，把这荆棘打到他的头里去。
Why did Jesus endure that crown?
为什么耶稣要忍受这个冠冕呢？
He did that for me, didn't he?
因为他为我做的这些事，不是吗？
Why do we want to have a crown when we end up life?
为什么我们在生命的结束的时候，尾声的时候，想要一个冠冕呢？
And the Bible says that we can take it off and give it to Jesus.
圣经说呢，我们可以把它拿下来，把它交给耶稣。
He's the only one who's worthy. He wore a crown of thorns for me so that I could wear a crown of victory for him.
他为我来戴了这个荆棘的冠冕，因为我是个罪人。然后呢，我却可以因此活出一个真实的冠冕，为了他。
And so one of the wonderful stories in the book of Revelation about what's going to happen when time is over and we get to meet Jesus. When we get there, each of us who have a crown or more than one crown, we get to take it off and give it to Jesus.
这是非常美的一个时刻啊，就是在启示录里面我们看见了。就当我们最后的时刻，我们见到耶稣，我们每个人都会有一个甚至有几个的冠冕。我们都非常愿意的把这个冠冕拿下来去给耶稣啊，因为这是他是那唯一配得的。
That's the story of this wonderful man Stephen.
这是关于这个特别美好的这个斯提凡的故事。
我刚才问一个翻译的一个问题，就是 live for Jesus 到底是活出基督的基督的样子，还是为了基督而活？我其实对这一点一直是不是特别清楚，就是作为一个基督徒。
You mean live for Jesus is live like Jesus? Or
yes, it's live like Jesus, but it's also live for Jesus.
两个都是。
Good question.
两个都是，就是你活得像基督那个样子，也同时你的生命也是为他而活的。
Stephen was a very good man, but he didn't live for himself. He wanted to live like Jesus.But he wanted to live for Jesus.
斯蒂凡是一个非常好的人，那他并不是为自己而活，他活出了，他的确是活得像基督的样式，同时呢，他的生命也是为基督而活的。
So instead of taking a job in business and making lots of money, he said, "I'm going to try to make sure that the widows get fair treatment in the church."
所以他并没有说呢我去做一个很好的工作，那赚很多的钱，但是呢，他说呢，那我要选择做这个执事，来保证这些穷人们、这些寡妇呢，能够被公平的对待。
So there were probably many other things he could have done, but he decided to live his life for Jesus.
当然，他有很多其他可以做的事，为自己做的事，但是呢，他却选择还是要来为基督来。
Each of us have got to decide after we become a Christian or when we become a Christian, we've got to say, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to live not for myself any longer. I want to live for you.
所以我们每一个人呢，在成为基督徒之后，他总早早晚晚会碰到这样的选择，说主啊，我要做一个选择，我是为我自己而活呢，还是为你而活？
So there's a verse, it's actually a very interesting one, and we should read it in this context. The book of Titus.
Titus 2:1.
And I'm not sure which verse it is. It says, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake."
Okay.
I'm just going to have to look it up. Give me a moment.
查一下啊，想起一些经文，没有找到具体的出处。
Isn't that here? No, let me see if I can find it somewhere else. I don't know.
This translation doesn't have to be.
We'll get there. Just be a little patient. It is Philippians,
Philippians.
Chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Okay. Philippians 1,
29. 1章29节。腓立比书一章二十九节，347页。一章二十九节。
And I just got to look it up so that I can give you the proper translation. 1:29. Here we go. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him.
因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
So it isn't just that we believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Hello, come on in.
Hi,
friends.
Good.
Very good. It isn't just that we believe him, but as we live for him, we end up suffering periodically. We endure things. We live in such a way that we would even suffer for his sake.
所以我们信主呢，不但是信靠他，就是在时间的随着时间的推移呢，慢慢的多多少少我们总是会要在环境里忍耐一些事啊，就最终会要有一些受苦的环境。
And that's the story of this man Stephen. He served. He was a good man. He believed in the Lord. He learned about him. He was filled with the Spirit. He served him. But then after that, he suffered for him. He got a crown, a Stephanos, and he was able to give that to the Lord after he died.
那斯提凡就是这样的，他信靠他，信靠耶稣，又学习了，又为主而活，然后有做主的工，最终呢为主受难，有就有最后的冠冕等着他。
那我接着问这个为谁而活的这个问题啊，因为其实刚才说就是说我的理解就是作为一个基督徒，要不然你就是为了基督而活，要不然，因为我觉得就是为谁而活的这个问题其实是每个人生命中的一个命题，对吧？它不是一个单选项，它是一个多选项。有的人可以告诉你，好，我为了这个世界更加好而活，我为了周边的人更加愉快而活，我为了探索而活，我为了尝试而活。当然基督徒也可以选择说我为基督而活，有人说我就是为了自己开心而活。那么每一个人生的一个选项，就是我不明白的是为什么只有这为基督而活一个选项，那在这个选项之下，那其他的人生的选项，其他的人的对自己人生的定义和这个我为基督而活是什么样的一个逻辑关系。
She's still asking about this question, live for Christ.
Yes.
So she said people argued a lot of other choices. I can live for my joy, I can live for making the world better.
Okay.
I can live for making peace in this world. A
yes.
lot of the why only choice? Why this is the only choice for Christian that live for Christ? And if that's the only choice, how to balance this one and all the other choices?
Okay. Very good. Stephanie's got a lot of good questions. We sing it always on Tuesday mornings. It goes like this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. So that's what that verse is all about. Why is living for Jesus the most important? Answer, because Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only truth. Jesus is the only life. And there's no other way to get to God, to get to heaven, but by Jesus.
我们上午常唱的那首圣诗就刚好是这个的答案，因为圣经约翰福音说呢，耶稣说他是唯一的道路真理和生命，若不借着他呢，没有人能到父那里去。所以正是因为他是唯一的，所以我们才是要只是要为他而活。
So there are many other things that we could do, but the onlyMessage that is really important is Jesus died to save us. That's what it's all about.
当然会有其他的很多的事情我们在这地上可以做，但是呢，相比之下呢，所有里面最重要的这个信息就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
All the other ideas are good in that they maybe help a little bit, but they don't solve the essential problem.
其他的事情呢是没有说不是好事，在的短暂的时间里呢，它能有一点点的作用，但它始终没有解决呢最核心的最基础的问题。
So the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus one day, Nicodemus was a religious leader and he had taught all manner of good things.
那有一天耶稣跟尼哥底母说哈，尼哥底母呢是特别的大的一个圣经学者，在他们当时他教导很多的事情。
And God had to say, the Lord Jesus had to say to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you need to be born again.
但是耶稣却对尼哥底母说呢，那你需要重生啊。
There is nothing more fundamental than being born again.
所以没有任何其他的事比重生来得更基础更重要。
And so that's what it's all about. Being born again is the foundation. It is the essential. It's the only way to find the way, the truth, the life, and heaven.
所以重生这件事情是那个基石，是最重要的事，也是唯一的方式去到 耶稣那里，到神那里啊，这是唯一的道路和真理和生命。
All right, so the book of First Corinthians.
我们来看。
And I'm not even sure where that is. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. First Corinthians chapter 2,
二章,
and verse 2.
二节.
And this is the Apostle Paul. He spent a lot of time, probably 3 years, in Corinth preaching.
这是使徒保罗啊，他花了好长的时间在哥林多地方啊讲道，可能差不多有三年啊在那。
And so he said when he writes his book, Second Corinthians, First Corinthians, he writes to them and he says, I'm going to tell you what it was that I was preaching when I was with you.
所以呢，当他写哥林多书这封信的时候呢，他就跟哥林多人回忆啊，就说我要告诉你们，我到你们那的时候，我准备是怎么样的。
He says, verse 2, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
二章二节，临前，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So he's basically saying, listen, this is the foundation. And without Jesus Christ and being crucified, without a new life, then everything else is no real significance.
对，所以这是一个基石啊，就像房子的基础一样，就是如果你没有耶稣基督并他钉十字架这个基础，其他那些搭在上面的东西都没有意义了。
I'm trying to think of what it might be like, but if there's somebody who's dying with cancer, you don't want to say to them, listen,I've got a cookie for you. Everything's going to be fine.
就举个例子，假设有一个人要在癌症里快死了啊，你不会这么说。你说，哎，你知道吗？我给你吃块饼干，一切就都好了。
And the man says, I don't really need a cookie. I want you to cure my cancer, please.
那这个人一定会说呢，我喜欢这饼干没有问题，但是呢，我要我治好我的癌症。
And so.The Christian is in the business of telling people about Jesus so they get new life.
所以基督是在告诉人呢，是告诉他一个关于新生命的概念。
So he doesn't spend a lot of time telling them how they can have a better old life. He tells them how they can have a brand new life.
所以他并不是在告诉人如何有一个更好的旧的生命，而是告诉你要得着一个新的生命。
I'm not sure whether that got to the aspects of your question, but at least part.
我可以这样从另外一个角度去讲我对刚才的这个理解，也就是说，当你说我为基督而活着的时候，其实你谈的是永生的这个概念，或者说是来世的，就是你不会死的这样一个，就是你获得重生的这样一个概念。但是其他人当他去谈我为了我希望。为让这个世界过得更好，让周边的人更幸福而活，或者是我让这个世界更美好而活，或者哪怕就是说，我想我是为了让自己每一天都开心而活。其实这个和我为基督而活完全不矛盾。一个人可以同时说出，我既为基督而活，我也为自己每天开心而活，其实这是完全不矛盾的。
Think,
因为它其实根本就是在两个层面上。
She said probably it's two levels. So what you are talking about is the eternity level.
Yes.
And so it's still likely that a man said, I live for Christ and I also live for my
this life and this period of time, so it's not in conflict, is that right? She said you can still live for a happy life this life and also live for Jesus in the eternal life.
So you get cured of your cancer and then
that's right. The fact is that that when you get new life, all that's important is the new life. The old life isn't important anymore. So, Acts chapter 9, we're not there yet, but we can turn there because it's not hard to find. Acts chapter 9.
事实上呢，就是当你真的有了新生命的时候呢，对你最重要的是那个新的生命，就不再是那个旧的生命。所以它是一个视角的问题。当你没得着新的生命的时候呢，你总是留恋你的旧的生命。我们来看一下《使徒行传》的九章，《使徒行传》九章。
So the Apostle Paul, before he became a Christian, Acts chapter 9, that's page 224.
是224页。
224.
224页。
And before he became a Christian,The Apostle Paul said, those Christians are bad people. They're destroying all kinds of things. I am going to fight against them.
所以当他成为基督徒之前呢，使徒保罗是特别讨厌基督徒的，然后这些人都很糟糕啊，他还迫害基督徒。
And so he was actually going to another city to see if he could find some Christians so that he could persecute them.
然后他要准备去另外一个城，他准备看找到一些基督徒来迫害他们。
And Jesus met him on the road and spoke to him.
然后耶稣在路上呢，就向他显现了，跟他说话。
And verse 5, Acts chapter 9 and verse 5, Paul said, Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. Saul was his earlier name.
那使徒行传九章五节呢？就他说主啊你是谁他就是扫罗也就是后来的保罗
And the Lord answered him and said I am Jesus whom you are persecuting
主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
The words aren't there But elsewhere we will read that the Lord says to him you get up and go into the cityBut Paul says, Lord, what do you want me to do?
在其他的地方呢，还提到了耶稣就跟他说呢，你去城里，有人告诉你做什么。保罗就问呢，那主啊，你要我到底做什么？
So, there are three times, the story is told three times in the book of Acts, and what do you want me to do is in one of the other stories. But that's what Paul said. Paul said, listen,Jesus has stopped me. I've been fighting against him. All that matters now is that I do what he wants me to do.
所以这个故事在使徒行传里讲了三次哈。那提到他们俩更详细对话的可能是另外一次。但是内容就是呢保罗跟耶稣说啊那你现在要我做什么我现在在意的就是你要我做什么。
So when a person becomes a Christian, he doesn't say, this is great, I've now got two lives. I've got the Jesus life for eternity, and I've got the Harold life for right now. So after I have a few more rounds of golf, I'm going to preach, and then after that I'm going to take my boat, and I'm going to have a good day on the beach. Okay? No. But would you say, listen, I don't need golf.And frankly, though I would like it, I don't need the boat. Okay. So what the Christian says is, I don't need the Harold life and the Jesus life. I've got Jesus' life, the Harold life isn't important anymore.
所以他真正发生的事情呢，他并不是说呢，当 Harold 得救了以后呢，他得到了一个新的东西，他得到了一个永恒的生命在未来，他同时呢保留了原来的 Harold 的生命在现在，他不是这个概念，而是 Harold 的生命没了，对他不重要了。已经过去了，所以他不是说呢，Harold 起来去讲篇道，然后去再打点高尔夫球，然后再去游艇玩一玩，再去做点神的工，不是，就是，当他得救了以后，那些事情原来吸引他，原来对看他为有益，他看为有益的事情，他现在都看为有损了，他都没有吸引力，对他不重要了，对他。
Okay, so the only reason you say that is because the new life is good.The new life you know is best, and therefore you see the old life is not necessary. I'm going to get rid of the old in order that I can have the new.
对，就是因为新的生命如此的对他有吸引力，好啊，所以他已经不要，他已经舍弃了旧的生命。
The proof of that is when you get the new life.
所以这个证据呢，就是你真的得着了新的生命，才会有这变化。
And so the psalmist argues like this.He says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
所以诗篇的作者讲过一个这样的一句经文，他说你尝一尝就知道主恩的滋味。
And sometimes you got some new food, you look at it and you say, no, I'm not interested.
有的时候你会看见一个桌上摆了一个好吃的。
Sometimes you even smell it.
你看一看
say, oh, I don't know.
你闻一闻你说哎呀不一定很好吃。
And then you eat it. Oh, you say, this is good.
然后你吃了一下你说哎呀这个太好吃了。
And then you say, I'd like some more, please.
你说哎呀我还想再来一点。
Okay, that's the way it is with Jesus. You taste and see that it's good. And when you say that, you say, I don't need those other things. I want more of Jesus.
对，就跟耶稣也是一样，你一开始尝一点点以后，你说这个太好了，然后你越来越要越多，越要越多，是，然后你这时候你其他就不要了。
That's the end of our story today.
今天我们就有时间。
We're going to learn about Stephen next time.
那下一周。
Stephen was a wonderful man. We're going to learn about the crowns that he got and what he did to get those crowns. All right. Thank you. Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the story of the Bible.
主啊，我们要谢谢您关于圣经的故事。
It tells us all about the good things that happened.
它告诉我们那一切的美事。
It tells us all about the good things for us.
关于我们一切最好的事。
And it tells us all about the good things for eternity with Jesus.
以及关于永恒里耶稣一切那美好的事。
And we thank you for it all, Lord.
主啊，我们为这一切献上感恩。
We thank you for this man, Stephen. And he decided that he was going to live for Jesus. And Lord, we want to do that as well.
主啊，我们也为 Stephen, 这个弟兄献上感恩。他决定要为主而活，我们也盼望我们是这样。
So we give thanks now. Pray that you'll bless us and bring us back together next week.
也求您祝福我们，也带领我们下周回来。
And we ask it all in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Amen.